Okay, we're on Daf Nun Gimel tonight. And we're going to be discussing Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. So he's talked about a chaycher. Tanakama said a chaycher has to give his tirim and... what does it say? One more time. Nun Aleph is tirim. Again, chaycher sort of means Yisrael. Tyrem v'noisin lai. Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda said, made a chiluk. Rabbi Yehuda said that if it's got to be from that field and from that min. If it's not from that field and that min, then you have to take maishas as well. Right? And we said, of course, that it's not a machlokes because it says a masai. So he's just being mefarish the Tanakama. First, the Gemara just says a simple thing, which is really what the Mishnah says, but it makes it a little clearer. I'm not sure why it does this, but it does. We're just going to read it. But you don't have both ingredients, same in the same field, then you have to take maizos. Fine. Tani Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya has a brisa. Me'oisa hasadeh. If it's that field, then even though Rebbe in the Mishnah said that you also require that it be the same min, but Reb Chiya has a brisa that if it's Oiser Soda, then it doesn't make a difference, even if it's a different min. Bein me Oiser Hamin, bein me Menacher, time when Oiser, all you have to do is Truma. And we saw the Acheres, if it's a different field, bein me Oiser Hamin, bein me Menacher, Masav and Oiser. So Reb Chiya feels it's only totally in one thing. That is it the same field? Is it not the same field?
How do you get around Min Acher and Min Abuka? How does that work? Bein Mi Oisya Min, Bein Mi Min Acher, right? So at the end of the day, I'm thinking...
No, hold on a second. No, not at all. You're making a mistake. When it says min acher, what it means is that I grew a different min in the field. It doesn't mean I'm taking a different min acher on this field.
Only
it's me also saw it. Okay. But it says we saw the acheris. Right. Okay. So you could put a clause together. I mean, Shulman Amukov is only if you go to that other field and you take. But it grew in the other field.
Right.
And you bring it over here and put it right next to it, it won't be Shlomo HaMukhef. That's a valid question. Okay. But anyway, so let's just focus on the facts, though. So the Machlokes, right? So Amrisha says it's dependent, it has to be both things. And Reb Chiya says, no, all it has to be is from the Oisah Sada. So the Gemara doesn't like that. Mas Nisan Kerub Shem Gamliel. Our Mishnah follows Reb Shem Gamliel because we said already the Tanakama holds like Reb Shem Gamliel. Mada Toni Reb Chiya. So that must be Kachacham. That must be like Kacham against Reb Shem Gamliel. Upliga, can he argue with the Mishnah? Can Reb Chiya go ahead and go against Rebbe? That seems to be the question. It says over here, in my folder, look at the way he writes it. Upligi bit mia, but he polig Reb Chiya a Rebbe shesidra hamishna v'shana k'Reb Shem Gamliel v'lama shayna hu k'rabbanan. Why would he go against Reb Shem Gamliel who Rabbein Akash passing like? Whatever the meaning behind that question is. Asinon. So the Gemara says the following. There's no real machlokes between the Braisa of Reb Chiya and the Mishnah. What we're going to do is we're going to zetzain the Mishnah in an ukimta. What's the ukimta? Masnisim and makam pliny nohagu la'asoyis so'irim kiflayim kichitim. That we're talking about where barley grew at twice the volume of wheat. So... Or it's also the same price. So in other words, I agreed to deliver 15 bushels of wheat, 15 saw of wheat, and I planted barley instead. and because barley grows much more readily, apparently, in this particular area, so it produced 30 saw of barley. So instead of me paying 15, I paid him 30. So the point is, that's why the Mishnah says that if you pay from a different min, since it looks like you're paying, it's because the amount that you agreed upon originally to pay him is so different than what you're actually paying him, then it looks like you're paying off your debt with Tevel. That's the point here. It's a question of how, this is a question of how the observer looks. Well, in the middle of footnote 8, one who observes the tenant farmer giving this larger volume of barley in place of smaller of wheat will assume it's being that the produce being transferred is not the landowner's rightful share of the crop, but it's a separate debt payment, which if you do with Tevel produce, you can't pay off your debts with Tevel.
It's not that the whole pile is his, but I'm giving you Tevel to take off, and what you take off is yours. You're not allowed to take off the Tevel.
I'm not sure. I don't think I understood what you said.
Why does a larger volume make you think that it's Tevel?
Because I'm looking on, and I see, you agreed you're going to pay 15, and you end up paying 30. So it must be that you're paying so much more. It must be there was some debt that you owed him besides the agreed upon amount that was for this field. You must have had an outside debt also that you're paying. And therefore, and since you're paying a debt, you can't.
No, he's paying the debt with Tevel. That's the issue.
Yeah, but I'm explaining to him what's the difference. If he would have paid it with wheat, then he would only have to give the Torah. Right, if it's oisei min, you'd have to only do the truma. He wouldn't have this problem of paying because it's his rightful amount. He owns the field, and I'm just giving him his rightful amount. But because it's such a large volume, so therefore it looks like it's double. You got a question?
Yeah, I'm confused. By an artist, you give a percentage. By a chayker, it's a fixed amount.
Right.
Here we're talking about chayker.
Yep.
Okay, so the reason why it's a fixed amount is because it's a fixed amount no matter what is produced.
That's correct. But
where's the kicker? Yeah.
But fixed amount of wheat.
Yeah. And so I agree. Since I have doubled the amount of barley.
You double the amount of barley, so right. You're doubling the original agreed upon amount. So therefore, it looks like you're paying a debt from Makom Acher. And since it looks like that, it looks like you're paying off with Tevel. So therefore, we can't let you do that. You have to take off mice just beforehand. That's the pshat in Mimin Acher in the written Rabbeinu Kodesh.
So you would think that since you're not planting wheat here, because you potentially have an issue of klayim, but instead you're alternating it. Oftentimes, no, what's with
that? Okay, klayim.
No,
we
didn't
barley. What?
We're not talking. What has nothing to do with klayim?
In the same next to each
this
other.
This has nothing to do with climb. We're talking. It has nothing. This has nothing to do with climb.
No, but listen to me.
We replaced the crop with a different
crop.
So there's no problem.
They used to rotate.
Right, fine. Whatever the reason is, it makes no difference.
But that's exactly the issue. Because I'm substituting this, and it's all this min. You think he's going to remember what it was last year? I don't understand the Marisai.
It's
a totally different min. It's a different deal. And this guy, now we're worried what's going to be because last year he didn't do it. They should taste it.
Let's see if somebody speaks it out better. Let's see the graw.
Just read number 8.
Well, I want to see it. They're not happy with what I said from number 8. I want to see if there's anything better I could say. The Gra says, Nira, the bottom line of the Gra, and in Ksav Yad Beis, you'll see, he says it, but Kitzur, it says the same thing. L'chein mechalek v'masnisen bein oisem in l'min acher, kimen shu noisen avur so'achitim, Shnei sawim iron because he's giving one instead of one saw, he's giving two saw. Nira kapriyas chayv. I gotta tell you, this is the rabbans don't always make 100% so much sense to us. Anyway, So Manatoni. So anyway, so that'll be our Mishnah. Manatoni. Now, what about Reb Chiya's Mishnah? Again, we're trying to distinguish between our Mishnah, which says you have to be the same min from the same field in order for it to qualify, right? Manatoni Reb Chiya b'Mokir Shenagel Asis Sa'irim Kichitim. He's talking about where it was the same amount. So therefore, the volume doesn't appear to be the same. So therefore, there's not a problem. So Reb Chiya basically is not arguing on Rabbi Noach Kosh. Okay. Right. Now we're on Nun Gimel on the base. I have to go. We have a lot to cover because tomorrow night my son-in-law is going to be saying because I'm going to be out of town, and it's mamish in the middle of a sugya. If we end at the bottom of the line, so I want to try to get to the next page. I'm sorry. I will be going overtime possibly. Let's see. This is a hard page. Okay. The Gemara says. The Mishnah said that there's a chilk between a choicher Sodom and Hanochri and a choicher Sodom and Yisrael, right? That's what it said. Let's go back. Let's just see the Mishnah. Make sure it's clear to us. Nun Aleph Amud Beis, right? So it says a choicher Sodom and Hanochri ma'asav noisim lai. So if you take it from a guy, you have to take Meisers. On Aleph Amud Aleph, it said. So the Mishnah said that by a choicher, it depends on whether you're taking it from a goy, you'd have to do the maestros. If you're taking it from the yid, all you have to do is take the truma. Now the Gemara is going to ask the simple question, why? Why is there this distinction? Maybe from the English side. Because there's going to be a lot of gersa changes, so I suggest you follow along in the English. That's the question. So there's two answers to this question. One is given by Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and the next answer is going to be Reb Law b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So these two answers are going to be referred to as Chavraya and Reb Law. These are the two answers. First answer, Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. This is an issue of Knas. The Knas is, we want to discourage land from being biyad nochri, so we put a penalty for the Yisrael to have to take maestros, and therefore it'll discourage Yisraelim will be discouraged from being kochrim to goyim. The goyim won't be able to find workers, and they'll be encouraged to sell to the yidden. So it's what we call a knas, right? Of course, if it's owned by Yisrael, there's no need to give a knas. That's a simple answer. Okay. We'll call this the Knas answer. Second answer, Reb Law b'shem Rabbi Yochanan tof somidas hadim b'chaychem min hagoy. It's an interesting language, but over here, midas hadim, we're going to learn it the way I see the pshat is, and you'll see why it fits so well. The midas hadim is, the pshat is, ein kinyan l'nochri l'havkiyam midei trumas u'maisers. That the law holds that if a guy owns property in Eretz Yisrael, it's not mafkia at the fee of trumas or maisers. So therefore, what? Therefore, if a guy grows, the fact that the guy owns the property is not going to impact your chiyuv to give the chiyuv on the peiros to take trumas or maisers from it. And therefore, we're going to go to the midas hadin, which means. If I were to work for him and only give the trumas and then give him the rest back, is he going to take the maestros? Of course not. He's a guy. He's not chayv in trumas or maestros. So he's not going to take anything. What's going to happen as a result? The kohanim and levim are not going to get their fair share. And so therefore, the hachamim said, that's what it calls min hadin. So the min hadin is, there's an absolute obligation to make sure that trumas and maestros are taken from these peiros, since it grew in land which has kedushas Eretz Yisrael. For loitavso,
the person that acquires from the guy, he has to take off trumas and maestros anyways.
That's true. But the guy himself would take it home and eat it without taking off anything. So there's a loss. Or if he'll sell to other guy. So that's what he calls Midas Hadin. For Loi Tafsa B'chokhi Yisrael, we don't have this problem over there by Yisrael, obviously. So this is more So the first teretz of Chavraya is more knas oriented. The second teretz is more midas hadin oriented, not extraneous rabbinic, knosis, but rather it's more of midas hadin. Okay. Now matznisa. So I just want to speak out one more thing, so just to theorize. So you'll take a look at Rara Folda, first thin line. Tosha Midas Hadin. The Sfir Lay Kamandi Omar, Ain Kin Yulugai Baratz Yisrael. Umin Hadin Chayav La'aser. So, in other words, that's the Midas Hadin. The Midas Hadin is that there's Kedusha Baratz Yisrael here. Masha Enken, the Chavraya, they hold Yesh Kenyan Lanakri to Miavkia, and therefore they had to look for another reason, so that's why they came on to a whole rabbinic reason, because you could return it to the guy and not take off anything. There's should be no problem with that. The answer is a knas.
Isn't this what they rely on for the Shrita?
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, yeah. Okay, let's not get into that. That's a whole long schmooze. We'll do that when we do Shvias. Masnisa Messiah Dain. Now the Gemara is going to bring two brises that are Messiah to each Shita. Masnisa Messiah Lura Blah, we changed the Gersa. This brisa is going to be a riot or a Blah, because it says the following. Hachai Chersada Mi Yisrael, changes the Gersa to Mi Yisrael. And if you take it from Yid, Tarm Venaisimo, you just have to take Trumas. That's like our Tanakama, who holds all you have to do is take Truma. Reb Meir, I remember Ma'asim and Eisim like. Reb Meir is Chaylik and says even if you take it from a Yid, you also have to take Vaisras. So now, the Gemara is just going to say the way Reb Chaim explains Rabbanan here, Rabbanan means the Chavraya. That's what Reb Chaim in his Perisha says. HaRabbanan Amrim, the Rabbanan, the Chavraya said, Konsu Chacham B'Chaychem Min Hagoy. That's what we just explained. The Chavraya said that was the Pshat according to the Rabbana, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So they didn't make a penalty. Now, if they didn't make a penalty, what's the sense of Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is turning around and saying what? That even if you take it from a Yisrael, you also have to penalize the guy? Why would you penalize the guy if it's owned by... The whole purpose of the penalty is so that the land will be owned by Yidden. But if you're working for a Jewish-owned land, there's no reason to penalize the guy. It makes absolutely no sense. Reb Meir, therefore, so the Gemara is quoting only half the story. The raya is from what the Gemara does not say, which is the deal. Now, in the Gersos, they actually add words. If you look on Hagai Sagro, is Dalid, he says, Reb Meir, Aimer, Konsul Chacham, Af B'chacham Yisrael. That doesn't make any sense, right? So it must be Yesh Knas LeYisrael. So it must be that the Chavraya is not the reason for the machlok, the difference between the whether it's Chacham Yisrael or Chacham Minachri. But rather the difference is because, like what Rav Blah said, that it's a question of Midas Hadin, right? Elo Hochni, rather regarding the Braisa, Rabbanan Ami Tovsa Midas Hadin B'Chacham, meaning they say the Tanakama here means the Rabbanan of Rav Meir who disagree with him and say all you have to do is take Truma if it's a Yisrael. So they said Tosa Hadin B'chakam Yisrael. Does the strict take hold in the case if you lease it from a Jewish person? It's like a bitmiya. It does not. This is one of those gemaras we have to say. Is it typhus to midas hadin? It does not take not typhus to midas hadin. So therefore, he shouldn't have to take the maestras. Masha Enken, Reb Meir disagreed. He said no. Reb Meir Amar, and we're in the Dalad. Reb Meir Amar, and yeah, tosa midas hadin b'chak Yisrael. So they're having a machloikas about whether, in other words, what we're just simply explaining what this brisa is. That according to Rav Blah, we understand there is a framework. Let's put it this way, at a high level. According to Rav Blah, there's a framework to understand the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. That according to Rav Meir, it is you do say Tosa Midas Hadin, on a Yisrael, and according to Chacham, you don't say that. Okay, so that's the Raya number one. Sort behind what? Why according to a mayor? Let's see, in the bracket, the Noam Yerushalmi explains. Noam Yerushalmi explains, Rav Meir's ruling thus, Rav Meir fears, even a Jewish landowner will not separate Maisers. And therefore,
because
I guess he's afraid that he's an Amoris and won't take off the Maisers. Mm-hmm. And therefore prohibits the tenant farmer to pay the landowner with Tevel. Or putting it another way, maybe he won't take it off because he'll tell the people that he gives it to that he didn't take it off. We're concerned he's not going to take it off.
Actually,
Remeyuta says. Yeah, Remeyer. Okay, Remeyer. Oh. So he says Remeyer's special Lemeyuta, and therefore he's special. That's it.
Because
there's a minority of Amaratzim who don't take off Maestras, and therefore Lashitase. Very good. Yeah. Okay, so that's Bryson number one. Bryson number two, and this is why obviously this is the middle of something. That's why I have to continue. So we're on Nun Dalar Manalof. This is really part of tomorrow's daf. Masisa Messiah leChavraya, and this other Bryson is a raya to the Chavraya. Hachoycher sader min hagoy, you ask of a nice and loy. If you take it from a goy, so you have to do maisers. That's what we said in our Mishnah also. What does Reb Shimon say? Torim benois and loy. He only has to take truma. In other words, he holds that there's no difference between Ochakam Yisrael and Ochakam Yinochri. They both only have to have truma taken. They don't need to have the maishas taken. So Harabonan Amri Tafsum Yisadim Ochakam Nagai. According to Rab Law, the Tanakama, the Braisa. So here we're changing what Rabbanan mean. In other words, before we said Rabbanan meant Havraya. Here Rabbanan means the Tanakama. Who are saying the strict measure of the law prohibits the payment of the untithed produce, takes hold in the case of one who leases as a tenant farmer from a goy. If it's a Yisrael, then you don't say Tosmas again. Now, according to Rabbah, the Tanakama says what? You can't pay your debt with Tevel. But Reb Shimon says loy tof sami disadim chakram in agai. He's gonna say, in other words, isbar nashti emra hadam milsa. The Gemara is again trying to prove from the bar plugta that it doesn't make any sense. How could Reb Shimon hold that even if you take it from a guy, that you don't have to take a maestras? It can't be according to Reb Law, who says it's a question of midas hadin. So how are you ignoring the midas hadin? Reb Shimon could never ignore the midas hadin. Therefore, you have to say, what is the difference? The difference is going to be like this. If you learn like the Chavraya, you learn that it's a question of a Knas. So then the Chacham will give a Knas if it's from a Goy. That's the way the Tanakhama holds. But Reb Shimon is going to say, no, that the Chacham didn't enact a penalty even if it's a Chacham in a Goy. Even a Goy that didn't make a Knas. In other words, he doesn't hold from the whole Din Durabonah. Reb Shimon maintains that the penalty is effective with nothing more than the truma requirement. In other words, he held taking off the truma is enough of a deterrent. And therefore, that's basically the Gemara, and we're going to stop here. These are the two brises. So you have brise number one being approved to Reb Law, brise number two being approved to Chavraya, and that's basically what the Gemara says.
In both cases, they don't take the truma.
What do you mean, both cases?
When you buy from a guy or a yid, you have to take off truma.
According to Reb Shimon, you have to take. That's all you have to do is take off truma. But according to the Tanakhama, which is the Tanakh of our Mishnah, it's Torah min Hayisrael if it's been on Yisrael, and Torah min Maaser if it's been on Yisrael.
That's enough of the deterrent just for truma in those two.
According to Reb Shimon, yeah. Okay.
I think I'd be wearing this winter coat in June.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Are you cold?
It's Outside it's freezing, Tony.
Actually, it did drop.
This is the closest I ever came to serving in the IDF. My son gave it to me.
It's the first day of summer.
No problem.
It is the first day of summer.
No problem.
I'll send you.
Kitten?
I'll send you whatever wants to.
Is it going to work out that Tisha B'Av is going to be by Kamps?
That'd be wild.
Probably not, right?
Nah, not enough.
Yeah.
So that's what Thomas is going to, I mean, right now, today's blood is on the wall, on the Zion 17 days, so it's not enough.
We're going to shut this off.
No, not enough.